So you want me to just enlighten you a little bit more about pole dancing?
Yes, please. And I think
oh, go on, then.
People would like to know as well.
if you must, go on.
Oh, oh dear.
About the fun and the, so oh, why yeah. Not? Come on.
Oh, no. I mean, I discovered pole dancing. I took a girlfriend of mine up, a really great friend, up to London about 10 years ago, and I said, look, let's try this pole dancing lessons out. And you know what? I mean, I think, not every woman, but I think most women would love to just have a go. And I think people think of it as slightly naughty, slightly risque. And I think we like to do things like that. We're pushing out of our boundaries. We're just kind of peeking out, and we're doing something that we think we shouldn't do. This was 10 years ago, and since that 10 years, I've slowly evolved my pole dancing business. And what I do is I teach women pole dancing lessons. And my ethos behind the pole dancing, behind everything I do, is to teach women to look and feel great with alternative forms of exercise. So, and pole dancing has evolved into this massive fitness craze, both here in America and Australia, and actually all over Europe now. There's many competitions all over. And the thing is that I think that some people still don't like calling it pole dancing. You know, it's pole fitness. But to be quite honest, I'm honouring it where it came from. It's pole dancing. Women, again, it goes back to my adage that women like to feel sexy. And it's just another way to keep fit, to move their bodies, to get in touch with their sensual and sexy sides, and just to have some fun. But in the meantime, you're building up phenomenal body strength. Your arms, your core, your legs, everything gets toned. Plus, women get to dress up in high heels. They can have a little bit of a giggle with their friends, which I quite like, because I was teaching last night, and you can see the connections in the class as well. People are kind of connecting with each other. They're having a laugh. It's a really bonding experience for women. And I feel that over the years, I've taught women, groups of women, and sometimes you can kind of get this, women can be kind of bitchy to each other, but in pole dancing, what I've seen and the way I kind of sell it and run my classes is that everyone is really nice to each other. And in the pole dancing classes, you've got all shapes and sizes, all age ranges. I mean, the lowest, the youngest I teach is 16, and I like to have their mum's consent until they're 18. Then the oldest lady I've ever taught was 69. And then my main age range is 30s, 40s, and early 50s. And they're all there to dance, to have fun, to get strong, and to feel great about themselves.
Cool.
I'd like to come to a class, please.
Yeah, me too. So would I. But I've got a feeling I might not be allowed.